Take your Bibles, if you will, and turn with me. I'll be in the book of Ezra. The Lord has, I feel, directed my heart to a message that the Lord helped me. I want to preach on a nail today from a carpenter's point of view. I've done building through the years, and the Lord has helped me concerning this nail. I pray it might be a help to you. I prayed about it if the Lord would have me to preach this message or another, and I feel this is the one that the Lord would have for this hour. I want to be in God's service. I want to serve Him. I want to be faithful to the call. And I want to be a nail. I want to be a nail as defined in the Word of God. So if you found your place in the book of Ezra, Ezra chapter 9, I'm going to read one verse. And we'll try to get right into the thought this evening. Beginning in verse 8, the Bible says, "And now for a little space, grace hath been showed from the Lord our God to leave us a remnant to escape, and to give us a nail in His holy place, that our God may lighten our eyes and give us a little reviving in our bondage." Heavenly Father, thank You for the reading of Thy Word. I pray that You might add Your direction. Lord, speak unto our hearts. Say those things, Lord, which I cannot. And direct us, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. This is what I find to be true in the building aspect. I've learned this much. It takes a lot of nails to build a house. I remember going, and I used to calculate a building supply or a package supply. If I'm building a house, I'll go out and I'll give the building supply a list of materials that I'm going to need. They'll deliver me a truckload of materials consisting of all the floor joists and of all the plywoods and all the other things that's needed. And then just about the time he's done, he'll reach back in the truck and he'll pull out a couple of boxes of nails. He'll set those nails down. He'll say, "These will get you started." And that's exactly what it does. Before long, you're going back for more nails, different type nails, and everything in that building process, there's a nail needed in order to help to hold it in place. And so I started looking at a nail. I heard a fellow preach on a nail one time, and I started thinking about it, thinking about what a nail does and the way that I use nails and so forth. Nowadays, we've come to this modern era that we have those air guns, you know, and you don't have to use them. But the Bible says in the book of Jeremiah, God said, "Is not my word like a hammer?" And praise God, we're the nail. And so anyways, just with that in mind, I started thinking about and wrote down a few notes concerning that of a nail. I'm mindful of the placement of the nail. In the text, the Bible says that God hath given us a little space. Grace hath been showed unto from the Lord our God to leave us a remnant to escape and to give us a nail in His holy place. Listen, I'm glad I'm not a nail that's holding up the sign that tells you where the ball game's at. I'm glad I'm not a nail that's holding up a sign that tells you where the next big project's going to be and so forth. But I thank God that He's allowed me to be a nail in His holy place. Listen, you may have talent, you may have ability, you may have skill, you may could have found your place to assimilate into this world, but ain't it a great blessing that God has allowed you to be placed in His place? A nail in a holy place. This man, what a marvelous thing that is. So in the context, the Bible tells us that we're a nail in a holy place. So I thought about it's God who's the one that placed us in that place. Listen, God's the only one that can place you in His service in a holy place. And then I thought about the purpose of the nail. Listen, a nail serves a great purpose. You use that nail to hold something in its place. That's what it's there for. It's to secure something. It's to strengthen something. It's to support something. That's what a nail does. So when I look in the context of that nail, I started looking through the Word of God of all the things that God will tell us to hold. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 16, He says, "Holding forth the Word of life." I'm glad that God told me to hold to the Word of life. I find in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 19, Bible says, "Holding faith
and a good conscience. Praise the Lord. He told me to hold on to some things. He said in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 9, Bible says, holding the mystery of faith in a pure conscience. Praise the Lord, I'm supposed to hold something. He said in Titus chapter 1, verse 9, he says, holding fast the faithful word as he hath been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. Listen, God told me to hold something, and he told me to do something with it. So praise the Lord, I've been given the privilege that I might have, that I might serve the purpose of a nail. And then the important thing about a nail is choosing the right nail for the right purpose. Listen, at the beginning of the process, God uses some great big nails. Listen, when you're laying the fountain, when you're putting down those big timbers on the bottom, you're nailing those beams, you want some big nails. Man, they've got a big work to do. They're going to require some strength. And let me just say, when God set this thing in motion, he used some great big nails. He sunk them deep into the work, and I'm going to tell you, they are to be there till this thing is finished. And I'm thankful for that. But anyways, there's the choosing of a nail. Every nail has its purpose. Can you believe they actually make an aluminum nail? I mean, listen, they make nails for everything, but they actually make an aluminum nail. You can take a nail out of aluminum and actually use it to serve a purpose. And I thought, Lord, if you can use an aluminum nail, man, you can use anything. And that's the truth. Man, there's no such thing as someone who can't be used in the work of God. Listen, an aluminum nail, my goodness, you would think it's worthless, but my goodness, it serves a great purpose. It can endure the weather. It can endure the elements. It's a flimsy little nail, but my goodness, it serves a great big purpose because of what its purpose is. God's got a purpose for a nail. Not only the choosing of a nail, then I started thinking about the choice of a nail. Think about the qualifications. You know that Paul said, the Lord has counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. One of the greatest assets for a nail is just the fact that it's been chosen, but God chose it. And God chose that nail because that he'd be faithful. I find this to be true. The service of a nail, or the duration of that nail, my goodness, it's permanent. It's permanent. You're not expected to take it out. Now, from time to time, we've took down buildings. We've had to take a building down. Do you know how hard it is to pull a rusty nail out? Listen, you talk about a nail that's been put into the work. They drove that thing in. Man, they set that thing deep. They ain't no getting it out. You ain't getting him out. My dad, he used to. He'd take us out and work. And back then, about the only thing they'd build out of was the hardest wood you could get. Dad would be using a hammer, and he'd swing that hammer. And I never could do it. He could do it. He'd hit that nail, and just about the time he'd hit that nail, he'd give a little hack. And he'd do that every time he'd hit. And I'd stand over his little boy, and I'd listen to him do that. And I thought, I wish I could do that. Well, I've tried it. It just don't work for me. But anyways, I watched him nail those nails in. Then we'd have to go back and try to pull a nail out of an oak, a 2x, or a hickory, or a locust that's been there for years and it's seasoned out. You can't get him out. I'm going to tell you, you can tear him all to pieces. You can take his head off, but you're not getting him out. Listen, he ain't coming out. And I'll say, praise the Lord, I'd like to be like that nail. You might have to rip my head off, but I'm going to tell you, you're not going to take me out alive. And so I get to thinking about a nail, and I thought, my goodness, the purpose and the permanence of that nail. He's been placed there. He's got a job to do. He ain't giving up. And so I'll say, praise the Lord, I wish we had more Christians that'd be like that. Man, I ain't giving up. You can drag me out of here. You can take me apart, but I ain't letting go. I'm going to hold as long as I've got breath within my body. I thought about the implementing of a nail. Listen, I heard about some fellas. I heard about two fellas out working one day. Neither one of them the very brightest fellas. And they was out working. And one of them picked up a nail, and he reached in his bag, and he pulled it out, and he stuck it up on the wall. And he looked at it, and he throwed it over in the box. And the other fellow said, what are you doing? He said, that nail said it's got the head on the wrong end. And he said, no. He said, that's for the wall behind you. And so, listen, you might think somebody's not suitable for service. You might think they're turned around. But let me tell you something. God has a way of turning turning a person around that they might be is sometimes it takes a little while. You may have to sweep him back up out of the corner. You may have to use him to try to get him in the place where it takes a little work sometimes. It takes a little more effort on some than others. But praise God, God's got a purpose. And my goodness, there's a need in this day for the nail. I get to thinking about it. I thought, man, it has to be set in order. And then I think about how that nail, my goodness, you don't take a nail and set it up there and hit it one time. My goodness, it gets a repeated hit of that hammer. And since Jeremiah said the hammer's the word of God, let me say sometimes it takes a combined effort from those that are serving God, from the preachers and from the teachers, that they might continue to beat on that nail and drive that nail to where it needs to be and so forth. And so even there's times, listen, you'll be building something, that nail will be sticking. You've drove it as far as you can get it into the work. Unless it damaged what you've got, then you reach into your nail bag and you pull out what they call a nail set. You set that thing up on top of that head, and man, you seat him into that work. You make sure his head is fully engulfed in what he's supposed to be. By the way, when you get him set all the way in there, no attention's ever drawn to the nail. Listen, you'll never see anybody walk into a building and say, thank God for the nails that's holding this building up. When you walk into the building, if it's been done right, you'll never see the nail. Praise the Lord. I'm glad today that God has chosen that He might use those in His work. And our purpose is not that someone might come in and say, man, look how strong he is. Look what he's done. Look how much he's accomplished. But no, they'll say, man, what a great work for the Lord. Boy, God's done great things in this place. Lord gets all the credit, all the recognition. Every one of the rest of us just sort of fade into the work. And we're thankful to be there. Another thing I think about concerning the nail, I get to thinking about, again, the requirements. Listen, sometimes due to the hardness of the work, those Israelites, man, they talked about that journey they was making. They said it's hard. Listen, they said it's a hard journey. I remember on more than one occasion, man, they wanted to back up a little bit. You know what happens with the nail when you strike that nail and it tries to back up a little bit on you? You just rear back and hit it a little harder. I mean, that's what you do. You just take that hammer and you just smack it a little harder. Eventually, you can get that head down if you keep hitting it and so forth. And I get to looking at a hammer and I thought, well, praise God for the Word of God. Can I tell you, sometimes, man, it is a hammer. And man, sometimes it hits you the wrong way, so to speak. It's not because it's hit me the wrong way. It's because I'm leaning the wrong direction. But it hits me. And it may move me around a little bit trying to get me into the work as it tries to hammer me into that place where I need to be. But I'm going to tell you something. God has a purpose for everyone. God has a purpose. I started thinking about sometimes you'll be building things. I learned this from an older gentleman one time. He was trying to drive a nail. We were using some oak, and we were trying to put it in its place. And about every time we'd take that nail and try to put it through there, he'd split that board. And he'd say, why, son, he said, you can't be doing that. And he said, watch this. And he took his nail, and he flipped it bottom up on a surface. And he bratted that point just a little bit. He said, sometimes, he said, you're a little too sharp. And he said, it'll go through there and it'll split that wood. Can I tell you, sometimes you and I, we get a little too sharp. Sometimes the Lord has to brad our point just a little bit. He has to work on us a little bit because we'll do more damage than we're doing good. We'll tear up more going into the work than we're going to accomplish in getting us in there. God's able to do that. I thought about not only how that he can blunt the end of that nail. You know, there's situations that arise in the work of God. There's situations whereby that, you know, listen, it don't take a lot sometimes to split people. Listen, every one of us got an opinion, and every one of us is pretty well wearing it out on a shirt sleeve. And if somebody's opinion's not exactly like mine, and if all of a sudden somebody's ready to try to draw lines or set things in motion, it's not hard to see who's on my side and who's on his side and all this kind of thing. I'm going to tell you, sometimes the Lord will have to work on the point of that nail. Because if not, it's going to cause damage. Man, it's not an easy thing. It's not an easy thing when the Lord has to brad that point of that nail. I mean, I thought I was right. I thought I was right. Everybody ought to have seen it the way I saw it. But at the same time, sometimes the Lord has to help me that I not be so sharp in my delivery, that I be a little bit more patient in being placed into the work, that I might be able to be suitable for what's needed. Another thing I notice about the nail, sometimes you can take a nail, you can start to drive that nail, and man, it's going into a hard place, and it'll bend around, and you're driving him, and you're doing your best to drive him in there. And sometimes the nail will get bent plumb out of shape. Listen, sometimes, have you ever had any like that? I'll leave that alone. Sometimes you'll have a nail, and in spite of how patient you've tried to be in setting that nail in place, in spite of the fact that you've done your very best to try to drive that nail and so forth, it was just a hard place, and that nail just couldn't hold up, and he got bent out of shape. Sometimes then you'll have to again take that hammer and reach over and pull that nail back out. You can take that nail, go over and lay it on a solid surface, and you can begin to pound on it, straighten him back out. When we was little fellas, we wanted to build all the time around home. Dad didn't ever keep no building materials around much. For us to build something, we'd tire something else down just in order to get enough materials. We'd pull all the nails out. We'd straighten the nails and throw them in the bucket. And then we'd take that bucket to go build on whatever else we wanted to build. And so we'd use those nails a couple of different times and so forth. Sometimes you'd just get a nail. Listen, he'd been bent so many times. He's not going in nowhere hard. Listen, he's not going nowhere hard. To use a nail like that, let me say, you're going to have to drill the hole. You're going to have to drill, prepare a place for him to fit. You're going to have to take your time with patience and put him into that place. But I'm going to tell you, you can never put it in a hard place. It'll never hold. I'm telling you, it'll do more damage. But my goodness, I'm thankful today that we've got a God who's willing to take that nail, even though he's been bent. And listen, I tell it our church, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart, I want to be the first to forgive. I purpose, if somebody's made a mistake, I want to be among the first to forgive them. If they get right, I'm telling you, the moment they ask the Lord to forgive, I'm ready to forgive. I'm ready to forget. I'm ready to move forward. But I'm going to tell you, somebody who's been bent up, their point's bad. their point's bad. Their head's not straight. they're messed up throughout. But you work on that nail, and you drill that spot, and you put him in there. And once you finally got him in there, if you'll leave him alone, he'll hold. If you'll leave him alone, he'll hold. Now, you can't take him out again and use him again. If you was able to get him in there that time, that's about the last time you're ever going to get out of that one. And I've seen a few times that God was able to salvage a nail that had got bent plumb out of shape. I mean, it got crossed up in a lot of different areas. And God was able to straighten that thing out. And God was able to place that nail right back in a holy place and use it again for his glory. Man, praise the Lord that God is able to do that. And then I find something else to be true about a nail. I find this was true. I find that sometimes there'll be a work that's just too much for one nail. Sometimes you'll have to put two nails together, side by side, drive them things in there. I thought about Ecclesiastes 4:9. Bible says two are better than one. You say, is that talking about a nail? It is today. Sometimes there's a work that's too much for one. You know, I'm glad that God gives us a good helpmate. You know, sometimes we fail to give them credit, but I'll tell you this much, pastors, and you know this as well as I do. My goodness, a good helpmate, my goodness, they'll hold as much as you do. My wife, she'll say, you know, she can't do what I do as far as physically and so forth. But my goodness, most of the time she'll carry as much of the load or sometimes more than I do. If somebody's going to get upset, very seldom will they ever confront me.
but they'll never miss a chance to confront my wife. I'm telling you, they'll always have something to say to her. They'll say, "Well, I can't believe preacher said that today." Well, they could have told me. I mean, I've heard it before, but what I'm simply saying is they stand by you. They stand by you in the work. You drive them nails in there together, and my goodness, they keep that. You can put two nails in the end, and it'll keep that work from twisting out of shape. Sometimes the Bible talk about a threefold cord. Sometimes you need a third one. Sometimes you'll have something that might twist on you in such a way that you'll put two nails on one side. Then you got to come back around on the other side and put another to twist that thing back around. Can I say that the Lord does that too? I marvel at how that God is able to get people to work together. I mean, really, I really do. I marvel that God's able to do with man what he does. For us to have people of such differing personalities, from such different upbringing that we've had. Some's been raised in the city, some's been raised in the country, some's been raised in Kentucky, some's been raised, listen, wherever it might be. But what I'm saying is we've had so much influence in our life. And yet the Lord takes all of those and is able to fit them in together. And my goodness, where one is weak, another can be strong. My goodness, what a blessing that is. I'm talking about nails. I'm talking about being used in God's service. But then sometimes a nail can get to the place that you just pull him out. You say, "I've tried, he won't work." And you throw him over in the corner. This nail can never be used. You know what Paul said his fear was? Paul said, "But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I've preached to others, I myself should be a castaway." Paul was not worried about being lost. Do you know those nails that I pull out that can never be used? I'm going to throw them away. But they're not lost. I know where they are. They just can't be used. I'd hate for us to get to the place that God couldn't use us. Listen, I pray that God help me to hold a straight line. That God would help me to stay true and on the mark. That I'd not cause a hindrance or a hurt whereby that I could not be used. Not only do I think about that faulty nail and that castaway nail, but then I find something else about a nail sometimes. I find that you can try to take a nail, and sometimes you can try to put him in place, and that nail will hit a hard spot and turn away from it. And it'll split, and it'll come out the side of the work. Or can I tell you, all of a sudden we've got what I'll call an injurious nail. It'll hurt anybody close to it. It don't make any difference who you are. If you get close to it, it'll hurt you. Anybody who gets close to it, it'll rip your skin. It'll tear your flesh. It'll tear up more and cause more injury because it could not keep in the work. It split out. Man, how many times have we seen it? Someone, and listen, they've split out, I understand that. But they're interested in injuring somebody else now that they've come out. They're there to hurt somebody. And I marvel that someone's got such of a mindset that they're not there to help. They're there to hurt. And they have intention of hurting someone. Their words are malicious. Their actions are cruel. You may never saw this. I'm sure some of you have, but sometimes you'll have somebody in church and they're like an old sore-tailed cat. And everybody in there is afraid to speak to them because they don't know what mood they're in this morning. And they don't know how they're going to respond. And so they're trying to be so patient to tiptoe around this one person lest they bring blood or bring harm or hurt. My goodness, it ought not be that way. Can I say this? Because most of the time, those that will get tore up the most is those that are tender, innocent. Man, their flesh is tender.
Man, it don't, I mean, they just walk by, and I'm going to tell you, it'll rip you to pieces just because that nail split out the edge. Shouldn't be that way. We're talking about a nail in a holy place. I'm almost done. The focus, again, the purpose of the nail is that it might be concealed in the work, that you'd no longer see it. The closer to the finished product you get, the smaller the nail, and amazingly enough, the smaller the head on the nail. My goodness, we need a smaller head when it comes to this kind of thing. Lord, I only need enough to just get me buried in the work, and Lord, that'll help me. But I look at the little finished nail. It's the last one that we're going to use. We come out on the finished product. We're putting up the trim. We try to get that nail to get his head completely immersed. Fact is, after he's driven, if need be, we want to give him one more lick anyway. That way we get his head completely in there, and then we can put something over top of it where he can't see. We want to put something right over the top. And you get that nail, and listen, you put him in there. You've set him down tight. Everybody's come in. They've looked at the nail. You say, wait a minute, I thought we couldn't see the nail. Right. They looked at the nail, but they didn't see him. Because what they saw was they saw the work. And they thought, wow, this is beautiful. This is beautiful. It wasn't the nail. Listen, I remember on one particular job we was doing, if I'm not mistaken, we've got at least in the big nails, we got at least two boxes of those. We then started from there going down for screws and everything else that we put in there. But we used several cases of nails and just putting them in on that one project. But at the time we was done, we didn't see any nails whatsoever. Can I ask you today, are you willing to be a nail in God's service? Are you willing to get to the place that there's absolutely no me to be seen whatsoever? To all be to God. And to him be the glory. Lord, help me to be a nail in your work in this day. Father, I thank you again for your blessings. I thank you, Lord, for the word of God, for the privilege, Lord, that we have just to be a servant. Lord, I thank you today that you've chosen me and allowed me and been merciful to me to allow me to be in a word. I pray, Lord, none of my words, I pray, has been malicious. But, Lord, I pray that everything I've said could be used in such a way to help someone. Lord, help us to never use, Lord, the hammer, the nails, the sword, any of the things. Lord, help us never to use them as an offensive weapon, Lord, against someone else to hurt them. But, Lord, that we might be a help and that we might be kind and tender and compassionate in the work you've given us to do. Help us, Lord, to always remember it's not about us, but it's about you, that others might see you, and to you be the glory in Jesus' name.